The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup for the week ending Friday, April 8th, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, petitioners targeted around Chinese regime's latest sensitive day, Chinese regime pressures Vietnam over SOH broadcast, and cherry blossom draws Taiwan crowds. But first, our SOH focus on China. According to the latest announcements from China's Ministry of Environmental Protection, low levels of radiation from Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant have been detected in 25 Chinese provinces. The ministry told state media the levels detected at monitoring stations in the 25 provinces would not have any impact on the environment or public health, and no precautionary or protective measures were required. Residents who spoke to SOH said they had little confidence in what they were being told, since the authorities seldom told the truth, but they currently had no other source of information. Shanghai authorities increased their suppression of petitioners in order to prevent them appealing in Beijing during Qingming Festival or Tomb Sweeping Day. Large numbers of armed police were mobilized ahead of the festival, which mourns one's dead ancestors and usually falls around April 5th. Two petitioners told our Chinese reporters they were illegally detained three times, most recently in a black jail. They were appealing against being fired from their jobs after exposing corruption at their Shanghai company in 2006. Other petitioners told SOH they had also been targeted by the authorities and detained around so-called sensitive days like Tomb Sweeping Day. And now for an update on Chinese interference regarding a broadcast of SOH Chinese programming into the Asia-Pacific region. Two Vietnamese men were due to go to jail in Hanoi Friday, April 8th, because the Chinese Communist Party objected to them broadcasting Sound of Hope Radio's programming into China. The SOH network is the English branch of Sound of Hope Radio. Since its inception in 2003, Sound of Hope Radio has counteracted the Communist Party's efforts to control information in China. It uses shortwave broadcasts to deliver news directly to the Chinese people about China's politics, economy, culture, and environment. This programming is often critical of the Chinese regime, especially its persecution of ethnic and cultural groups such as Falun Gong, Tibetans, and Uyghurs. Sound of Hope Radio also allows anyone to download their programs. The two Vietnamese men, who have been held for several months, are members of the Falun Gong spiritual group, which is banned in China. They use their broadcasts to inform the Chinese people of the regime's 12-year-long persecution of Falun Gong. Vietnamese Falun Gong practitioners see these arrests as the most dramatic instance of a campaign inspired by the Chinese regime to suppress Falun Gong in Vietnam. The men were initially accused of operating broadcasting devices without a permit, an administrative charge. This was later upgraded to a criminal charge. Their trial was postponed following international action by supporters and pressure from organizations such as journalists' rights groups Reporters Without Borders. The Epoch Times newspaper, a media partner of the SOH network, obtained a copy of the indictment against the men. It makes clear the Vietnamese government arrested the men in response to pressure from Beijing, applied through a March 5, 2010 diplomatic memo sent by the Chinese embassy to the Vietnamese Ministry of Investigation and Security. Reporters Without Borders says it is worried by the latest evidence of Chinese influence over its Asian neighbors in matters concerning media freedom. The organization is urging the Vietnamese government to give the men a fair trial regardless of pressure from China. On March 23rd, Reporters Without Borders condemned the arrest of the manager of Radio Irrawaddy, an Indonesian radio station broadcasting Sound of Hope Radio's programming to Indonesia's Chinese population. The arrest was again the result of Chinese pressure on a foreign government. He's facing a possible 6-year jail sentence under Indonesia's telecommunications law. Coming up on AsiaCast, India bans all Japanese food imports, Nepalese police calming measures, and Australian sniffer dog receives bravery award. But first, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Stella Jo Dean, a celebrated community leader and former 27-year counselor for the city of North Vancouver, saw Shen Yun at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver, Canada.
I love the precision dancing, absolutely. And the movement, the action. And I love the way they would run off run on and then blend into one another. That was exciting. I love the singer. The first singer was excellent, and the last singer was very good as well. In fact, it was a top performance, and I would recommend it to anyone. Although, if you came to see Chinese dancing, you would really not realize that there are a few dances, like the cherry blossom dance, that was Chinese definitely. Everything else seemed to be so modernized, which is great with me. It's wonderful to see the variations. And you know, the heaven opens up for the good and the evil goes down. It was really fantastic. And I think the choreographer should be congratulated. Costumes elegant. I love the Manchurian ladies. And then also, I like the way they changed the background scenery. I don't know how they did it. Sometimes they do it with a camera.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable, because with a camera, if you do the scenery, then if you got people on the stage, it goes into them too. So I don't know how they did the scenery. It was very well done. And they had people popping in from the heavens practically.
Inspired by the rich spirit of an ancient culture, Shenyun Performing Arts brings to life classical Chinese dance and music in a gloriously colorful and exhilarating show.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. Japan was rocked by another powerful earthquake Thursday, April 7th. The quake caused workers to evacuate the stricken Fukushima Daiichi atomic plant. Though not as strong as last month's magnitude 9.0 quake, tsunami warnings and advisories were issued, though they were lifted some 90 minutes later. Japan recently imposed a legal limit for radioactive iodine in fish. Fishermen have been outraged over the decision to dump radioactive water from the Fukushima Daiichi power plant into the Pacific Ocean. Japan's fishing industry issued a statement Wednesday, April 6, demanding compensation. Thailand said Monday, April 5, 51 people died in flash floods in the southern parts of the country. The Thai Disaster Prevention Agency said the flooding affected more than 2 million people in 10 provinces. The flood struck during an unseasonably wet March, usually one of the hottest months. The economic cost of the floods is unknown, but Thailand said it would ask for $146 million for rehabilitation efforts. Traffic police in Nepal's busy capital, Kathmandu, are getting lessons from Nepalese film and TV stars on being polite and staying calm when facing the city's traffic chaos. Many Nepalese complain that traffic police are rude, but those on traffic patrol face trying conditions, as many Nepalese drivers are without proper training, ignore lanes, road signs, and road rules. The city's 800 traffic police patrol every major junction, as traffic lights do not function properly because of frequent power cuts. The training is part of a course designed to help police manage drivers. On a lighter note, Australia's highest animal bravery award has been awarded to a sniffer dog, found after having gone missing in Afghanistan for 13 months. Sarby, a black Labrador retriever, had been detecting roadside bombs with the Australian Special Forces when she went missing after a Taliban ambush left her handler and 8 others wounded. Several attempts were made to find her before she was finally declared missing in action. More than a year later, Sabri was found and in 2009 flown back to Australia. She recently became the second animal to receive the Purple Cross. Large numbers of visitors in Taiwan took advantage of the long weekend around Tomb Sweeping Day to enjoy the cherry blossoms in the country's Alashan National Scenic Area. This year's cherry blossom season began March 15th and will end sometime in April. Due to a cold spring, however, other flowers on the mountain are expected to bloom through May or June. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.